Gentlemen,
Yeah, I was gonna say.
how are you?
I say, Mark, there he is.
Here I am. I'm
Okay.
so happy you guys were able to make it today. I'm just delighted to have you on board.
Yeah, take your time because we're just like I say,
Yeah, we're just gonna hang, you know, we're just gonna have a good
we're
time.
three good buddies, you know, that we haven't done this in like what
It's been a few months. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Dr. Tar is going to be joining us or not. From
Who?
Unsane Radio, Dr. Tar from Unsane Radio, my other podcast that I do. He's also a huge kaiju fan, and he was on the first one that we did, the Showa series.
Yeah. Speaking of which, rest in peace, Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was kind of surprised by that. I mean, when I heard that he got, put on some ventilator or something like that, it's like, man, please don't let this be another one, you know? And sure
Yeah.
enough, here he
I
goes.
heard it was from a fall or something,
Yeah,
and
last month he fell down. I don't know if it was in the studio or in his house or something, and he hit his head. And then apparently it developed a brain bleed. So, but
I met him
yeah.
one time and at one of the horror conventions, and he was very nice,
Oh,
very
really?
kind.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't met him or Peter Criss. I've met the other guys. But I haven't met those two guys. But I always liked Ace. I thought he had the most personality. I mean, Gene and Paul are putting out the brand. They are rehearsing. They are saying the same lines to sell the product. But Ace is just having fun. And that interview he did with, was it Mike Wallace or no, not Mike Wallace. It was on a talk show in the 70s, and he was drunk and just laughing and having a good time. You can see how pissed Gene and Paul were. I thought that's fantastic because this is the personality that people talk about, and he's just an easygoing kind of guy. But gentlemen, to get us back on course, we are going to be doing a show on the Heisei series. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my awesome intro, since there's only one of me. My co-host, my regular co-host, isn't here today. He has bronchitis, so I'm like, well, that's good, that's fine. We will continue on, and so we're going to just have a free form discussion. We're going to start and kind of work our way through chronologically, through all the movies, and we'll just talk one at a time. But feel free to bring in other things. There's no structure, no agenda, other than having a great talk about the Heisei series. So,
Works for me.
sound good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
This is
Thank
King
you.
Fally from Deceased, and you're watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror!
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always. And you are watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Oh, kiddies. Oh, tonight we've got some very special guests. We're going to talk about the Heisei series of Godzilla. That's right. We've got some very special guests. Jedi Granville, who was on for our show discussion. Jedi, welcome back. And my good friend Billy DeVos, who has the director, writer, producer, special effects coordinator,
Actor.
star, everything from top to bottom, casting,
Yes.
probably even did some of the actual physical shooting of, I think, arguably the best Godzilla fan film ever made, Godzilla Battle Royale, which you can see on YouTube. Gentlemen, welcome to Heavy Metal Horror.
Thank you
Thanks.
for having us.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time. And yes, I'm looking forward to talking a little bit more about GBR. And yeah, I it's such a fun movie. It really is. I've had a, and For those of you out there, I have a teeny tiny little contribution to it. A little bit of music that Billy was gracious enough to add to the soundtrack. So it's awesome. Well, the Heisei series of Godzilla, we have different shows, eras of Godzilla movies. The Showa we talked about before, that was the Golden Age. The Heisei eras series ran from 1984 to 1995. And so we're going to just talk about the first movie start. We're going to start with that. The first movie in the series, The Return of Godzilla, or Godzilla 1985, that was first known in the States, and then Godzilla 1984, as it was sometimes known as well. Return of Godzilla. Do you remember like the first time you saw this movie, and what did you think about it?
Well, like Mr. DeBose go first on
All right,
this
Billy.
you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Oh, go ahead, Ben.
Okay. My first memory, this was actually the third Godzilla movie I ever saw. I saw, wait, no. Yeah, about the third, because there was only two or three, no, there was only two videos that my local video rental store had. Mothra versus Godzilla, but it was called Godzilla versus Mothra on the box from the Paramount box. And Godzilla in 1985. So I had already seen King Kong versus Godzilla, already saw Godzilla versus Mothra. And then I go to Godzilla in 1985, which in my kid's eye started coming off straight off the bat like a horror film. Kind of threw me into it, and I was like not ready for kind of the horror scare tactics at the beginning. I mean, once I made it past it, I was kind of following it, but it had a much darker tone to the previous two. So, and then the impact it left on me when Godzilla fell into the volcano, me being a kid, I wasn't really paying attention to all the adult mumbo jumbo. I was just marveling at Godzilla. But I was so sad thinking that Godzilla went to hell.
Okay.
My parents
Interesting.
had to explain to me, no, they just trapped him in a volcano.
It. That's awesome. How old were you? Can you remember like how old you were when you saw it?
I was probably like 5, 6 years old.
Oh, that's I love that. That's fantastic. I mean, those memories stick with us. I mean, there's a reason why we are monster geeks, you know? I mean, I grew up watching all kinds of monster movies, whatever it was. I was a monster kid from the get-go. Universal, Hammer, Horror, Godzilla, you know, Gamera, Ultraman, Giant Sako. All those things that, you know, we all grew up with. But no, that's fantastic. How about you, Jedi Granville? What was your first memory of Godzilla 1984?
Oh, this sticks out very well for me because I saw the American cut, which was Godzilla 1985, and this was at a time when I was kind of like, I wonder if they'll ever do a reversion or a kind of like not a remake, but a more updated version of Godzilla, you know? And I got the pleasure of seeing this in the theater, thankfully,
Oh,
you know.
nice. Love
And
that.
yes, it's it look the see but this was not my first time seeing Godzilla on the big screen before. It was another film I saw previously, and it was in the 70s where I saw it. So kind of a good juxtaposition that I saw something of Godzilla on the big screen in the 70s. Here I get to see him in the 80s on the big screen also, you know. So it was back in the time, it was around August, and was it August? Yeah, it was around August. I was a mere 15 years old, you know, didn't know much. I was high on myself as a teenager because that's how teenagers do. They just run rampant, you know. But I got to see it on the big screen, and it's kind of like Billy was saying, you know, this was more horror-esque in a sense because when you see, especially the first appearance of him at that nuclear power plant, you know, it was like, dude, I mean that guard was walking and you see the ground just split open. It's like, yeah, this is more horror-esque in a sense. And then the fact that when he, like I say, when he did fall into the fall of the volcano, I still remember how he, because in a Japanese version he doesn't screech like he does in the American version, but in the American version that sound of him screaming going
And that
down, dude.
music, the cascading strings as he's
Yes,
falling
dude, that was so effective. I
down.
mean, for a 15-year-old, that really kind of key because I'm kind of like, good God, man, they really are showing like the brutality of this. And I guess since the 80s, it's more, that's much is more mild than what they did back with the 54 version or when they was doing Godzilla back then. But this was much more like hitting in the gut kind of feel, you know. Feel like may in a way, I think maybe for the American audience that like, we're trying to tell you that Godzilla is in a bad place right now, you know? So.
Yeah, we got a watered version of the Gojira, you know, the first one with Raymond Burr. Because I remember when I first saw the Japanese version, I was like, how much darker it was. I knew it was because I had done my master's thesis on Godzilla. And Had not seen the Japanese version of Gojira because that hadn't been released yet. But I remember watching it like, wow, this is really supremely dark. But no, I agree that this is a darker film, and I kind of like it for that. I think it's a boring movie, but it's just because it there's not a whole lot that happens. I mean, Godzilla does a lot of walk, it's very standing still, the Super X. I know they're working on animatronics and different things like that. I like the story. I just think it's slow and lacks some important Godzilla action, I think, because from what we had gotten before in the 70s at the end of the Showa era, we're still doing all kinds of wrestling moves and things like that. So that was my expectation, coming from all this history, like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. So for me, it was like, wow, okay, there's a lot of exposition here. I like the story, and I like the kind of redid Godzilla, and they were trying some things on this scale, but that end still is still very sad too. I totally get it. The first time I saw it was emotional. Like another movie in this Heisei era, the last movie actually
Oh
was
yeah,
is, yeah, so we'll talk about that. But no, I totally get that. Oh. Did you like the what about the suit design? What do you think about the way the suit evolves throughout the series, but what do you think about the suit design?
I was gonna say, if I can mention this, the suit is almost a not so much a rehash, but it's a more redesign of what the 54 version is. It's giving off this creepy vibe, but at the same time, it's showing this stoicism that this is Godzilla. It's a force of nature. It's a representation of what happens if you involve, if man pretty much playing God in terms of, messing with nuclear power, and you realize like it's gonna get out of control. It's the old Frankenstein monster motif, and it just runs away from you. And I think that was the reason why, as you mentioned, we had all this history before with the Showa films before. We want to see a lot of action. We want to see the I kind of agree with you. When I first saw the American cut, I felt like this is kind of, I like seeing Godzilla on the big screen. I like seeing
Yeah,
him on the
sure.
screen, but it seems like it's boring, a little bit to
Yeah,
sometimes.
there's a
But
lot of story they got to get through, a lot of plot that. After I've seen it a bunch of times, and when I'm in the mood for Godzilla 1984 or Return of Godzilla, then it's great. But I have to really be in the mood to enjoy this movie because I know it's going to be a slow paced, a deliberately paced movie, and then I'm fine with that. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, so I'm used to those kind of films, and that's the one thing I think that kind of held it back for me. When I first started seeing it, it was like, doesn't have enough action, but I get it. I like the tone.
But it's funny because, like I say, I was a teenager then, didn't understand, I mean, which I kind of say, I'm not going to say I didn't understand how story works, but as you get older, I realized like and this is when I started watching the Japanese cut. I realized that it's a well more structured story than I thought it was, even though you don't see as much of the action. You really get the embracing of the story with the characters that are in there. And I realized, looking back, this is one of my top favorite Godzilla films, up there with the 54, with Minus One. And even though it's one of the silliest of them out there, I still enjoy. I mean, Megalon is still my top favorite Godzilla film, but that's only because it was my first. But still, they still are on the top of the top 10 because they did something that you embrace yourself with, And I feel maybe because my, as I've gotten older, I start to embrace those things with the characters and everything. And I think that's probably why I say I've moved forward towards that. But, but getting back to what you said, the suit, I actually enjoyed the suit, I mean, it's not, I'm not saying it's one of my favorites, but it's, I mean, it's not bad, but it's still one of those suits that actually stands out that I feel is effective because it adds on to the story.
So the suit here, it really comes off very rugged and maybe not too inspiring, but definitely terrifying in certain shots, especially when they're doing the close-ups on his face with him baring his teeth. It's like, this ain't your average Godzilla. This one's a mean one. And then there's faraway shots where It just doesn't look as terrifying or menacing, but kind of, I don't know, it not impressive. It depends on the shot. It depends on whether they're using the big 20-foot animatronic prop they used or the suit. Personally, I think I prefer the suit, even though I appreciate what all went into the 20-foot thing. But regardless, overall, it's a smooth tone throughout the film where they show him as imposing and terrifying. Also, it going off of what you guys are saying about the boring parts of it, yeah, I will agree. As a kid, and even sometimes now, it does seem like it drags a bit, but this is more if I'm watching the Japanese version. And nothing against the Japanese version, because the picture's much more clear and you can see things are very clean on this version. Whereas when you see the American version, unless you're seeing that version out there that was HD'd, the US transfer didn't exactly come out the best on the VHS.
Yeah, that's how I first saw it on a VHS, or it might have even been a television. So it was 4x3. You know, it was a wrong ratio. It was probably a crappy copy. You know,
It
so
seemed like it was way watered down.
yeah. But for
But I
but
almost do
finally
think
seeing it
that.
was nice, and I like the Japanese version because it's like I know it's going to be longer. It's considerably longer than the American cut,
It
but
is.
it's like when I'm in the mood for this movie, then yeah. But sometimes I don't want to have to read subtitles. You know, sometimes I just want to sit back and watch a dubbed version because I just want to enjoy it. You know, so I totally get that too.
But here's why I like the US cut better, because it is a much better edit. And even though it's both are kind of a long story and takes a while to get to Godzilla, the US edit treats it more like a legit horror film. It sets the tone better, it sets the music placement better. And the Japanese version just seems to drag on and on and on. But it's also kind of a precursor to what we would get later with Shin Godzilla, with all the different worldviews arguing what we're going to
They're kind of a stalemate, right? And fortunately for them, just like Shin Godzilla, for the most part, he just stands there and waits. Again, that's my one fault is it's just he doesn't do anything as Godzilla. Like it really, you know, he's kind of walking around. But I do like the grumble and the growl. You know, it's a different kind of new sound. Like when he's just kind of sitting there, and the camera angles are great. At times, I know I was the models of the sets are really quite impressive because they're working with a larger Godzilla this time,
And budget for that matter.
and budget too. So they were putting some money into it. So I've been talking with Dr. Tarr. I hope he'll be here in a minute, but we'll just keep on going. Any last words to say about the return of Godzilla before we move on to Biollante?
Just one, the music. I got to say, the scoring of this film is probably one of my favorite of any Godzilla film that's been produced, you know, Japanese wise anyway. I mean, sometimes you can say, you know, Americans can do it, but it's like Americans kind of iffy. But I have to say, the composer who did this film, I love it. I love this music. A minus one comes in a close second when it comes to scoring a film, but this is got to be hands down my favorite scored Godzilla film. I love the score. I love the music in here. I mean, it gives you off. It's Billy, and you said, you know, it gives off this much tension, this horrific kind of motion. You know, it's there. You know what I mean? Yeah, the movie is what it is. You know, but I feel it's kind of like what Jaws did. I mean, what John Williams did for Jaws. This composer, I can't, and I'm not going to try to butcher his name because I'm not good with names. He does a splendid job, and he really captures the essence of what they were trying to do, far as, you know, making a menace of what this creature is and let you know, like, it's an unstoppable force.
And he
That's
wasn't trying to rip off Ipecube. You know,
yeah, exactly.
it was its own score, but it was it's a it's it is a good one, and it's a lot of different dynamics in the score. You know, like the from the thrilling like adventure of when the Super X2 finally comes out, you know, to the mournful kind of poignant, like sweet at the end. You know,
Kind of
yeah.
romanticized.
So yeah. So there's a lot of strings, and it's a very different sounding score, but it's effective for the movie.
Actually, I will say that this score sounded very unique, and I love it because in a way it reinvented Godzilla without having to go back to the themes we're used to. And it just gave Godzilla a dreaded terror-like tone throughout. And like you said, like Jaws, it kind of like when we're focusing on quitting the orca, like, oh, we might be getting somewhere and catching the shark, and then we're hearing pirate music, and then it goes back to the dreaded music. I see where you're going with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, from 1984 or five, when whatever version you saw, to 1989, a couple years come by before the next entry in the Heisei series, Godzilla versus Biollante. And I love, when I first saw this, I was so impressed. Well, the suit looked amazing. I thought the suit was really, really cool because I agree that the suit in 1984 has a nice homage to it. I think this version that we're going to see for about the rest of the series looks meaner and leaner. And the breath weapon was finally, I get a chance to see Godzilla using his breath weapon and seeing like those ships explode, you know. I thought, wow, the breath weapon is so powerful here, like finally. And I kind of liked the premise of it. And not knowing till much later that it was really a kind of a fan idea, but I kind of like the idea of this kind of at the kind of the goofiness of we have this gigantic killer rose, you know, like okay, how bad could it be? I mean, honestly, how big could it grow, or how far could it go? Because it's a plant, you know. Then we see it is quite mobile eventually, but at first I thought, well, this is a not that terrible of a menace. If just avoid where the plant is and you'll be okay. You know. Oh, through your thoughts. Godzilla versus Biollante. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts on it is that it's not a bad film, man, because again, it's one of those unique entries in Godzilla, the series. And you know, it's sad that this particular film is one of those rarities where you take and make up a new creature, and it's like, okay, we're good. You know, it's like, let's make up something that's different from past kaijus we've seen in the past. You know, but again, it's a toss up. I mean, you know, it's like, are you gonna like it or you're not? And like so many things in past things that have been done in the past, you know, it takes time for it, like a fine wine, to really gain some traction and really gain flavor to others. And surprisingly, this film is it's actually an enjoyable film, you know, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's got some very like very menacing moments in there, you know. It's got some really, and again, I have to say, this is another well-scored film in the series, especially in the Heisei series, or just in general the Godzilla films. And it's more adventurous. It's kind of got that romantic side to it, but it's very like it's different from anything I've heard before compared to the past ones that I've heard before, and even recently. You know, and like I say, the Biollante is it's a very unique one. I mean, I feel like I don't think it, I mean, well, I should say back then it didn't get as much love as it does now. Like some people that I know, they love Biollante's design, you know, whether it's the rose petal version or the very how can I say, it's almost like a description of watch out for these crazy women that you got involved with, you know, because they might bite you. They might get on your skin like that, you know. But no, I mean, I actually enjoyed this film. I mean, it's not one of the greatest, but I feel it's still up there to watch because I feel like if you are a fan of any monster films or even Godzilla for that matter, you know, you check it out. I mean, it's up there, you know.
All right. Really?
Well, I first saw this film oddly when it debuted on HBO. I think it was 1990 or 91 when it first came to HBO in the US. Didn't come out in the theater, but we didn't have HBO at the time, but my uncle did, so he allowed me to come over to his house and watch it. And I was very relieved that Godzilla comes back from 1985 unscathed and how it connected to that. So I'm like, ah, okay, he's okay. So I'm watching it and I'm just like, it's not that I wasn't impressed, but I'm like, where are we going with this? as a kid. Now, as an adult, I can appreciate it a lot better. I guess as a kid, what I didn't realize is that they were throwing way too many themes into one movie. And because you got terrorists, you got scientists abusing power, you got Godzilla, you got all these other aspects and moving wheels in one film. And luckily, it does correlate pretty good. But to some who it might be too much for, they're going to be scratching their head like, "Where are we going with this?" kind of thing.
Yeah. Why well, I'd love well, go ahead, man. Yeah.
And to piggyback what Walter said on the score, I mean, I think we can agree the composer had to have been a fan of John Williams.
I think really.
Yes, it certainly has that feel, that very sweeping, majestic, it's very much has that feel.
Because when the
So I notice
Superman
it.
suit comes out, it sounds like you're hearing Star Wars crossed with Superman.
Yeah, a little bit,
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's another film. I think it's later. It'll be later on. I think it's in Space Godzilla that's really ripped off from You Only Live Twice. It's the same riff. I'm like,
Yes,
that's.
I was gonna.
I'm
Yes,
like, yeah. I'm like, hey, you can't do that.
I was gonna wonder if you two noticed that, because I say, you know, I have a key. I got a
Yeah,
key
that was
knee.
the
I'm gonna
first
have
thing
to
I
go
noticed. I'm
back
like,
and do
yeah,
that.
it's
But
that
one
sweeping
other
thing.
thing,
Yeah.
one other thing, if I may, I also think the composer took a jab at Pee-wee's Big Adventure, because
Oh.
hear me out.
Yeah.
The scene where the SWAT guys with the rocket launchers are running into the building. It's like, I'm like, that sounds like Pee-wee in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And it's like, was Toho trying to get back for at them for spoofing Godzilla in that film, kind of thing? That's just a funny theory of mine. It's probably not true, but.
No, that's actually a good theory, because even I be honest with you, me personally, that almost seemed like that was out of place, because he's like, that sounds kind of more cartoonish to a degree, or just very, I mean, didn't seem like it fit, but it's like, I mean, hey, whatever you want, but yeah, I could kind of see that. I could kind of think see that myself.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had.
Oh, that's good. What I liked a lot about it, I do like this movie. I'm not crazy about it, like some of the other ones. I mean, the Heisei series has, I think, thinned out a little bit for me. But I'm just taking a break from it. I need to go back to it. But I love that this was literally like a sequel to 1984, Return of Godzilla, because they were harvesting Godzilla cells, and just science. So they really kind of like. Here's the aftermath of this event. Now science is going to come in and let's see what we can do with this crazy new power. Because that's they realize in 1984 that Godzilla has this regenerative kind of power, and that's so this is what fuels the research into which turns out to be Biollante, which is a mix of Godzilla cell and a rose and a
Little bit
possibly
of
a
human.
probably lots of psychic or human essence or soul. Yeah. And so I like the premise of it. And we also see a really important character introduced in this movie. Mickey
Mickey.
Sagusa, right? And this is where we see her as this psychic. So now we're seeing interpreting Godzilla now as more of this kind of force of nature. And whereas before he was gone from a monster to protector. So now we're bringing him back into the monstrous again, which I really like. Let's make Godzilla something scary again to a degree. And so instead of a protector, he's now this force of nature that they want to try to understand and then see can they manipulate? Because Godzilla's still a monster. He's still going to come on the shore and kill people. So that's what they really are trying to do, in that scene. I do think my favorite scene in the whole movie is because they're working at the psychic center and the kids are all drawing and she goes, let me see what you saw. And all those kids are like holding up pictures of Godzilla coming out of a volcano. I know. It was like a goosebump moment, like, oh fuck, that's awesome. That is really, really great. Yeah, so I do love that. I mean, the entrance is one of the best entrances of in the Godzilla franchise, I think.
It's shot at that very high frame rate, and they slow it down. It couldn't have been more effective when he's coming out of the volcano there.
Oh yeah.
Although the scene right before it, when the countdown's
I
ending,
was about to, yes, I was,
his remark, it's just, that was priceless.
I mean, when he says, He's trying to switch off stuff, and he's like, "Amen." I was like, "Okay."
I agree with you, Billy. There's a lot going on here. We got to bring in these agents. And in a way, it reminds me of something that you would have seen, like in Terror of Mechagodzilla with these alien agents, kind of, or even like in Megalon, with this kind of super spy stuff kind of going on,
One thing I will say that I really loved about this film was the military fights on Godzilla. They were set up properly. It was shot well, especially the military battle before the Biollante fight at the end. I couldn't get enough of those Mazer tanks. The Super X was amazing. I thought it was definitely better than the first one. And I love the reflection mirror thing, but it's like, well, eventually he got him, so you were thinking it was working at first, and then it didn't, which was kind of disappointing. But and then the final battle with Biollante and Godzilla, man, that had to have been a hard job for all those people manning that Biollante prop.
Yeah,
I
the
mean,
transformation is fantastic. Like from a rose, I'm like, okay, it's a cool rose, but when it turns into that, whatever that creature is with all the tendrils and that very green, vine looking like creature. Yes, I agree. And it had to be so much messy with it because that has an acid weapon, like a breath weapon. And I'm like, the shots of the fight with all the spray and the liquid, and because there's a lot more viscera in the Heisei series. Like, Godzilla's like doing wounding and pulling off limbs, and you see stuff flying everywhere. It's like a Gamera movie, good monsters are just gushing blood everywhere. It's a really great scene, and like so violent and visceral. I love that about it.
I'll just add on to this. It's the fact that, a lot of this is, it's just like I say, it's been very visceral, and it's kind of funny you mentioned Gamera, because somebody was saying that the Gamera films at this time were a little bit more inviting than the Godzilla. Not to say that Godzilla's Heisei films weren't good, is it that some, like, the Gamera films here, Heisei Gamera films, were a little bit more robust in what they were doing. So I mean, I don't know.
Well, they're very different in the appeal. I mean, the Gamera films are definitely appealing to children in a way that the Godzilla began to do so, because Gamera was really hitting that market hard. But when you compare apples to apples, when we have the Heisei Gamera series, which we're talking about on Unsane Radio, by the way, kids. That's right. That's right. We just did an episode on Gamera Guardian of the Universe, and next we are doing the next two episodes. There's I think those films are arguably better, but we see a continuity. That's the one thing I do see, a lot of overlap and themes. Like, we've got this kind of the idea of this psychic presence we see with Mickey, and we see in the Gamera movies. We have this idea of a really tight continuity that we're building in the world building here to a degree, which is I love as well. So. Dr. Tarr is still he'll be here momentarily. Billy, I think you were getting ready to say something about Biollante.
Oh no, that was it. Sorry.
Okay, no, it's cool. It's a lot of fun. It's a I like the music, I like the suit design, and as ridiculous as the idea of a plant monster, when it turns out to be in the final form, which is something we'll also begin seeing more of, this kind of transforming creature. It's a really impressive monster,
And just correct me if I'm wrong, it's like, this is one of the rare, or one of the few female kaijus that we see in film, whether it be in a Gamera film or in a Gamera film or a Godzilla film, I'm thinking.
Yeah, because we have the essence of the girl, the scientist's daughter, the botanist's daughter who had died. And he that's what he I think in a way was, you get that mad science experiment. Kind of has her spirit in it, as in that as well. So yeah, Mothra and Biollante seem to be that at least that we know of. I mean, we can't tell about the Kamacaris. We don't know about Kumanga, we can't hard to tell. I don't usually check my arachnids for their genitalia.
Yeah,
But
I was gonna say we don't. Yeah, we don't be. I would say scientifically accurate when it comes to that.
that's
But I've
yeah.
heard that. Yeah, that. Well, especially in Gamera, I know that. What is it? Jiger is actually female, and some other ones. But I mean, as far as that goes, yeah. I'm taking it by face value that that's what their knowledge is. Like, are you correct on that? Did you check the plumbing? Because I mean, I don't want
Yeah, how do
to.
we know? Yeah, right.
That reminds me of Patrick Stewart at the MTV Video Music Awards. His behalf, her behalf, its behalf.
See.
Excellent. All right. Well, we are moving on to 1991's Godzilla versus King Ghidorah or King Ghidorah. I was once, I remember, again, I remember all seeing these all for the first time very vividly because it's still pretty recent. I mean, I still can't remember a lot of the old movies. I was too young. But I remember seeing this and having a good VHS copy of it and thought that the premise of, the time travel, I thought was really cool going back in to World War II and seeing this kind of our first version of seeing a pre-Godzilla Godzilla, and what the kind of creature it was. I really liked that premise. There's a lot of the stuff about I liked. The one of the things I really did not like, I still cannot stand the look of the Dorrats. They are just, I know they were trying to be really damn cute, but then how they turned into King Ghidorah from the tiny, those Dorrats were a little, I'm like, no. But a good, good fight scenes. I like seeing, King Ghidorah get the way, the fight goes. But I don't want to take too much of your time as well, gentlemen. But yeah, Billy, what do you think? Godzilla versus King Ghidorah. What do you think?
Well, it took me a while to get to this film, and I actually kind of knew about it through the Super Nintendo game, Godzilla or Super Godzilla, if you remember that game. Some people love it, some people hate it. I get it. But I also found out about it through J.D. Lee's Godzilla Compendium in 1996. Because bear in mind, after Biollante, that was it for quite a few years until the, JD's either you read JD's Godzilla Compendium, or if you somehow located the Japanese versions on VHS here through bootlegs, or you waited until Zilla 98 when they finally started pumping them out. So it was when it finally came out at Blockbuster, I didn't rent it, I bought it because
Nice.
they
Oh, he
had it
did.
on sale.
Okay.
Oh yeah. It was I bought it and Mothra Godzilla vs. Mothra, and then later on they did Space Godzilla and Destoroyah. For some reason Mechagodzilla came out later, if memory serves me right.
On
But
VHS or DVD?
yeah, all on VHS and then
Okay.
later on DVD.
Yeah, I don't. I remember just getting all my. I would buy bootlegs from Video Daikaiju. Hello, Dr. Carr. Welcome,
Hey, you
Dr.
saw it
Tarr. This is
now.
Jedi Granville and Billy DeBose. And this is Dr. Tarr from Unsane Radio.
Yes, I think I
Dr.
know.
Tarr is a huge kaiju fan. And so I thought, oh, yeah, he's going to enjoy it. Huge. And we're talking about Godzilla versus King Ghidorah or King Ghidorah. And.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this time period of Godzilla, but yeah, I did see them all. But don't get me wrong, I saw them all.
Yeah, there are things about the Heisei as a whole that I think they tread to the same ground over and over again. It's like it became a really they were churning them out. It felt formulated and forced. I get
I
it.
would like to see this movie remade like Shin Godzilla was, with that level of, you know what I mean? That
Oh, that yeah.
oh yeah.
seriousness to it, and it just yeah, yeah. That
That
there were parts I really liked aspects of it, but then it turned around and did some stuff that just like, come on,
the
like
Dorats. I would just mention the
the
Dorats.
Dorrance, yes.
The slow motion Bionic Man run from the Terminator guy. That really bothered me. I did not like that those characters at all. And it was just, yeah. But I do like the
I'm your
idea
ancestor. Write a book.
of yeah, and
Right?
I do like when they were stuck on the island, the World War II.
Yeah.
I liked all that. That was, you saw that again in Minus One, but that was, yeah, that was, that's just me though.
You get to
Then it
see
just got
Godzilla before it
progressively
was
worse.
Godzilla, the type of creature. And I thought that was a really
Right.
great scene.
No, I thought so too.
And even the scene like became more poignant or potent is like when, because you see that, you get that flashback, and then when Godzilla is walking around the town, and then he like finds the guy, in the building. He like
I
looks at
know.
him and like recognizes him. Yeah, you're the guy. And then he like blows the shit out of him.
Right.
Well, at
I'm
least you
like,
think it was recognition. It was just, yeah.
that's what I took it as, recognition. Like,
Oh, I did
oh, I remember. And
too.
then he's like, oh, I don't care. Arrgh.
Still the
I,
enemy.
I thought, oh, there, and that shows the how monstrous. This is the monster. This is the terrifying creature that we had not really seen to that level of personal attack since the original Gojira, And so I did. There were some things I like, but I agree, Dr. Tarr. The slow motion run is really silly. The Dorats are terrible. And by
And
I
those
like the
became
King
King
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah. I just
Yeah.
it cracks me up, and it took a fucking dinosaur before Godzilla becomes.
Yeah, that's what.
Anyway,
Well,
whatever.
we don't know about the Dorats. Maybe they're
Yeah, they
manufactured.
are genetic. I get it.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. Trying to make sense of a
Oh, we'll just tweak
Godzilla
up these cute genes a little bit here. So.
movie. Right, the kids. We want to sell some toys to the kids.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
one area this film really excels in is Godzilla versus King Ghidorah's both fights.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked when I first, yeah, big city smash scene. That was fun. I
Yeah,
really liked that.
seeing King Ghidorah getting a hole blown through his wing, I thought was awesome. And then
Yeah,
his head
actual
getting blown
damage.
off, like I didn't
And
expect
she's on the
that.
inside too. Like, yeah, I like that idea too. I
Yeah,
big
it
giant
looks
robot
funny
fan too.
flying off. It's like purring, like a
Yeah.
spring loaded. It does look spring loaded. It'd have been more cool if it like kind of shivered and fell. But it was still kind of cool. Like, okay, all right.
I was ready for that because that happens in the Super Nintendo game too.
Oh,
Oh,
does it?
Yeah.
did
this come out before this movie or did it come out after? I'm
I
assuming.
think he got the
Well,
Super
maybe the same
Nintendo game
time.
before he saw the movie.
Oh, did they?
Technically, Super
Oh, okay.
Godzilla came out in 1993, later in the States, but we hadn't gotten Godzilla versus King Ghidorah in the States until 1998-ish.
Yeah, it was late
Oh, yeah.
'90s. Yeah, I remember. I was Dr. Shire was telling me, well, Tim and I got a copy, or he got a copy, and we watched it. And yeah, as we got with
Is that the
everything.
one? Was that the one we were watching? And whoever was filming it fell asleep or let the camera
No,
slide
it was
over?
Godzilla
So,
Mothra. That was someone took a camera into the theater,
all you watch was.
and like you hear the kids screaming whenever God comes, and then like halfway through the camera just tilts and like the whole screen goes sideways. I'm like, oh, okay, yep. Back in the days when you were buying bootlegs, like that was the best thing. You
Right.
still watch it, don't have
Oh, yeah.
subtitles, no subtitles. It was just someone filming it in Japan. You can hear the kids
And you
screaming.
just guessed at the, which was
Yeah,
fun too. It's like
you
you
just
made up your
wanted
own
to,
plot.
yeah,
It
you just
was
had to
just
watch it. So,
Hey, you want to know the weird thing is now, this
hardcore.
is actually my favorite of the Heisei films,
Is
believe
it?
Oh,
Yeah, I
really?
think so. Yeah,
Actually,
you're right. I agree.
it is one of my favorites. I guess because we mentioned before Biollante is very like, oh my God, it's almost all over the place. This one probably, in my opinion, really goes all over the place with notions of this, the time travel, economic power, knowing that Japan will become this superpower in the future. And then of course we know, I mean, if you know about the film, you know about the controversy behind this film. It's
So anti-American.
that's
Oh,
gotta be the
yeah.
dumbest thing I've ever heard in my lifetime.
Oh,
So
wait
yeah,
till now. Oh.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, the very first film is not very pro-American either. So I thought it was hilarious that they were joked. People were upset about it. I'm like, really? This is you're upset
Oh
about?
shit. Yeah, really.
I know.
Crazy.
Oh, we
Yeah.
look so bad in this Godzilla movie that
Yeah.
not so many people are gonna see, so whatever.
you serious? I mean,
Yeah,
y'all did
but
you do it so many times and you go to say this is gonna be problematic? I'm like, no.
yeah.
Hold
Yeah.
on, hold my beer, says
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yep.
But it's a good scene though, especially when they are honoring Godzilla. Like he's taking some bullets for him and he's laying there and they think dying. They kind of give him this honor.
Oh, before the
And
mutation. Oh,
yeah, before the mutation. So I do like that scene. I think it's very Japanese in that reference and respect. And that's why I was so surprised when I
And
guess
what
that
was
shows
that
the
stupid line with?
contrast of the Godzilla who came back. Like this is the Godzilla
Right.
after radiation. Like
I
he'd
did
be
like
showing the
that.
monsters. Yeah, that's why I thought he's going to say, "Oh, you're the one who fought and gave me paid respect to
On
me." Oh, I don't
the
care.
ships, on the American ships.
Yeah.
Once again, the dubbing is just it cracks me up. And then what was the line? Oh, this is something to tell your grandchildren,
You can tell your grandchildren about
Spielberg.
it, Captain Sp Major Spielberg or whatever, or Private
Whatever.
Spielberg. Yeah. I'm like, oh, come
That's
on.
got to be so lame.
Where are those UFO files you were talking about? Thank
Get
you.
out of here.
Oh.
A little too meta before meta was a thing.
Yeah,
Right?
it's just handled very sloppily,
Oh, extremely
Yes.
popular.
Yeah. But all right, well that was 1991's Godzilla versus King Ghidorah. Next year this is when they start really cranking them out for the next 4 years, man. They're putting these films out.
Franking is right. That was.
Yeah, cranking it. So this we have Godzilla versus Mothra. Because Mothra is one of the most popular monsters that appeals to the females in the audience, to Toho's from what Toho says.
Right.
This is why they want to bring her in.
But can I go back
This
just a sec? This is what
Yeah.
gets them in trouble because they keep bringing these characters back every single time, and it was got so tiresome. I know they tried with
Yep.
Space Godzilla and Mecha Ghidorah and in this group, but that I think that got them in trouble though. They kept bringing them all back all the time,
Yeah, well,
recreating them or whatever it was
right.
that
Updating
bothered me.
them or instead of giving us a whole slew of new monsters. No, I agree. And the
Or
monsters
just
as a
get some
whole,
odder
they're
monsters
not
that
really
they've had.
physical except for that fight in Biollante. There's some physicality, but it starts to become in the next three movies or so. It becomes let's shoot beams at each other from at the far end of the screen,
I
and that
agree.
yeah. But in Godzilla versus Mothra, we bring in again the strong component of the ecology and so I like that it's talking about save the earth kind of thing. And we
Save
have Mothra and then
the
we have Batra. Who's like the counter of Mothra.
Andy Mothra.
Yes, and which we have discovered is very similar to what we talked about in Gamera, Guardian of the Universe
Oh, Iris,
on
yeah.
Insane Radio. I thought that was kind of borrowed from that. Like we have this genetically made protector of the Earth, and when the Earth is in the right conditions, it's men people are screwing it up, then we're going to have these monsters come and kick shit out of you and right the world. We have
Bring
something
things
like
to
that, yeah.
balance again, so that
Yeah,
would be good.
exactly. Bring balance to the force, Obi-Wan.
Ultra Q lights all
Yeah.
balance out, so
Yeah. So Godzilla versus Mothra. I do like Batra. I really do.
yeah, I
And I
mean
the one set is really awesome. The set with the Ferris wheel. I
oh
love
yeah.
that set was gorgeous.
It is.
Yeah.
I like that fight when they're
Yeah.
everybody's there, so
I do like that fight. But we see all the same tropes of like every Godzilla Mothra appearance. We know, they have to do all those things.
To
But
bring it to
yeah, but I love the look of the Batra, it's a very
yeah, me
stark
too. She did
contrast to
look.
Mothra.
You're is she is it a she or is it a male?
We don't
Being
know.
the
Hey, it's
opposite.
well, see now this that's another. I was just talking to him, Mark and Billy about this. Now, this is like Biollante. This is one of, we know Biollante is one of the few female kaijus out there. I'm not, because I was on the impression that that was a female, but someone said that, well, that's probably a male. But I'm like, are you, sh this is what I'm saying. Do you know from the plumbing? Do you know by checking the,
maybe. I do know my bugs, though, but no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Mothra. Wasn't
She's a
there
female,
one?
but if
Is it?
everything's
Well, there
opposite,
was one. Didn't there? One of the
yin
movies
yang.
had the twins. One had a pair of blue eyes. One had a pair of like red eyes. Wasn't that one of them? I don't know. I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
But
really matter.
we have Mothra
Slight
versus Godzilla
genetic
versus
glitch.
Mothra
I don't know.
with a probably. I don't know if they got sued by 20th Century. Was it who? Paramount. But the opening is taken straight out of Indiana Jones. You
Yes,
know?
no, yeah, they did that a couple of times with some movies. Well, yeah, the Terminator from the other movie. It just
Terminator, yeah. Yeah, so
not well
what?
done, but yes, but that's just
I mean,
yeah.
well, let's be look. I can be
Oh, I
subjective
know.
if I say this. We could say that maybe that's just a reversal because even now, I mean, even though that's not the case, you know, he got it from some. But I could say that Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, the fake Godzilla, when he melts, when Godzilla melts, I mean, Mechagodzilla melts off that suit, that's kind of a representation of the Terminator when he melts off the skin in that
Oh,
fire.
well, that was before, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that's what I'm
That's
saying.
good.
Oh
That's
no,
awesome.
yeah,
You
I
got
get
inspiration
no.
from
Oh, I
that,
know. I love
but
the cross. Well, I love it when movies you can obviously see it where directors steal from other directors
yeah,
or a genre steals from
right.
another
They weren't
genre
even
or
trying to
something.
hide it. I mean,
I
even from
know,
his
which is
outfit, there was
I
just
think
like,
they maybe they thought, okay,
just do the
here, this is a
homage.
little
We're gonna
nod
do
to
it.
you, yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, those were, and again, that wasn't an original character. Those are from the serials of the 30s and 40s, you know, so it wasn't like anything new.
Right.
But we do see that as an entrance way, but it's also kind of used as a kind of a comical effect, and also as a catalyst for getting the guy where he needs to go. And is it the first time we see a couple who are divorced as part of
Yeah.
the tension
I think it was, yes. I mean,
in the
because
Godzilla world?
we've seen couples
And not brother
before.
and sister. Yeah, so
Right.
exactly. That,
Which
yeah.
is kind of weird, but that was it.
Yeah.
But no, it's funny because you could tell that these two are, you know, recently married or divorced and everything. And that moment when they're interviewing him, you know, to do something, and he says, you know, well, I was this one crazy person that I dealt with, and she kind of coughs up her
Yeah.
throat and says, oh, we don't need to be listening to this crazy guy. He's like, you know, like this, like, yeah, you two were very in touch with one another one time, you know.
Yeah,
And I
there's
do mean touch, yeah, so.
I gotta say that lead male character in this movie, if there was one human character I hated more than anything the whole Godzilla verse, it was that guy. Because he was not a protagonist in my eyes. He was more an asshole villain,
He
if
was
you
an
think about it.
antagonist
Yeah,
to a
he
degree.
I'm telling you, most of the characters in this whole series I do not like. It just
They're
I
flat.
found that the most annoying. And I have to say, you know, I could be wrong because I didn't see a lot of this stuff in the original language. I saw it dubbed, which I to me that I much prefer reading subtitles
Oh
to, you know,
yes.
any of these things.
Oh
And
yeah.
you guys know that. But that was, yeah, there was. But saying that, I did like Mark, back me up on this.
Okay.
The TV AIP dub movies that they put out, those are the ones I keep going through in my head. And
Okay.
it's just like, you were saying that too. It's just, there's something about
Lobby.
that. I don't know. I don't know.
Comforting,
Oh,
comforting, like the Showa, like the
it's
classic Showa
comforting,
ones.
but yeah, but it to me it
Yeah.
matches up more than a lot of the other stuff for
I have
some
a
reason.
hard,
For
yeah.
whatever reason,
That.
I know it's bad, but it's just,
Oh,
yeah.
no, I agree. I mean, we all grew up watching the dubbed version. So when I want to watch King Kong versus Godzilla, I watch the English dubbed version because that's the
Dude, I
version I
can't.
want to
Well,
hear. You know, it,
oh,
I,
actually, I want to see the original one.
you know,
I
or
think
all
that.
those. I mean, I like hearing Destroy All Monsters. I like hearing all these, you know, monsters,
Well,
you know.
yeah, on TV when you're little, yeah, you're right, because that
Yeah,
was,
but for me, that, I mean, but
and there's a lot of the same voices too. You heard that
yeah,
it was
it's
just,
like I can't, I mean, I can't, I hear these, you know, and I'm hearing the same voices,
yeah,
like, oh, that guy did Speed Racer. I'll
yeah,
hear him in a scene, like,
yeah,
oh, that's this voice actor or whatever.
yeah.
But back to Godzilla versus Mothra. Billy, you wanted to say something.
Actually, I wanted to answer his question about like there is a clear difference between the Teetra AIP dubs and the dubs you're hearing in this Heisei series.
Oh yeah.
Because Toho, what they would do is
Yeah,
they
they did
hire
some
a
too.
company, I think out of China, was it?
Oh
Yeah.
yeah,
Do
really.
a very generic dub with
And it's,
terrible sound.
oh
It,
my God.
like the people are speaking English from the Japanese translation, but they are horrible. I'm
They're
sorry,
saying
they're
exactly the
horrible.
Japanese words too.
And the American companies in the olden days just heard these versions and they're like, no, we're going to do it ourselves. And they would hire theatric people from theatrical productions to come in and do slightly Japanese accented voices. And people nowadays tend to want to claim it's racist. No,
No, I don't think, I don't, they could be right, but I don't view it that way. It was not that, I didn't think it was overt.
No.
That, you know what I mean?
That's
It
how I
didn't,
knew. That's how I knew it was
except
a.
that some gamma once
To
sounded
me, it was just a. I knew the words. I tell the.
kind
I could tell the accent. I knew these people were Japanese, and that
Asian
was.
or whatever they were.
Yeah,
Yeah, they
and that
talk.
was like
Yeah.
okay, yeah, and
But
that
did
was.
you know what was the studio? What was the sound studio? Titian?
It was Tetra AIP. Well, it was through AIP, but the company was called Tetra, where they did
Oh,
the
that.
good English dubs, the
And
ones
it's all the
remember of
same
the
voice. I
classic
love that.
era.
Yeah.
But they actually put effort into them.
And they did Italian movies, Hercules movies too, by the way. So it was like, so you kind of get this
But do you want to
weird
know the
ass.
weird thing about these, about the dubbing of these pictures? And this is going to sound really hilarious, that it actually took me probably until like the late 80s to realize, like, oh, that's not their real voices. I actually it do you know, I actually thought for the longest time it was actually their real voices. I mean,
I
I knew it
think
was
you're
like
right
they're
though.
not, I mean,
Yeah.
they're not American, and that this is
The
like,
right.
it's like,
Like the
I don't know.
guy who does Akira
They seem
Kubo's
to make an
voice.
effort to match the voices
Yeah.
up, you know,
They
as
do.
opposed
They
to some other
go
movies
with the
that they do
yes,
this.
they do. Those Showa era dubbed
Not
movies
to
are
say they did
fantastic.
it correctly all the time, but
No.
yeah, they seem to do it a little more.
It
You
is
know,
really
we
hilarious. We don't know what it is. Let's just call it a monster. I mean, some of the dubbing itself, like the story is ridiculous, but I love it. So we like the fight in Mothra. Any other thoughts on Mothra or Godzilla versus Mothra as a movie in the series?
Yeah.
I'll just take a toss at this because I, believe it or not, when I first saw this, this is like my least favorite of the Heisei Godzilla films. And when I rewatched it sometime later, I kind of like, why am I not liking this to the degree that it is? Till I realized, like, oh, there's a reason that this moment where Batra and Mothra, who are against one another, team up again, team up together
Oh, yeah.
dispose of Godzilla. I'm like, wait a minute, now wait a minute. You're
Because they both protect the Earth. Yes.
So
It's
I
just
realized that was the thing that threw me off. But yeah, it's one of that's the thing I had a kind of a
a
issue
classic
with.
wrestling trope,
Yeah.
you know?
I love pro
Give me
wrestling.
the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he got the chair. He got that building knocked upon him. So I
Yeah,
mean,
and they dropped that
which
Ferris
looked
wheel
cool,
on
by
him.
the way, you know, for the scale and all that stuff. It was pretty cool when it crashes on him. I like
The
it. You can't get that.
the
I
sets
always
were
like those
huge.
scenes in any Godzilla movie where he falls into a building and you see it. Shin Godzilla was fucking awesome when they did that. But yes, that kind of stuff. But,
Oh yeah,
sorry,
I'm
I
excited
digress.
for where they're gonna go with that, and the prequel or sequel to Shin
I
and
hope
Minus
they just
Worm.
go weird. I really hope they go weird with it.
Yeah,
I
maybe they could
really
split
do.
that off into it's a different
Totally
reality
different
and like
than.
let them do something. Yeah, that'd
Yeah.
be cool.
Did you see some of the pre-production for this? The idea where they wanted to go, you know, when they're just throwing ideas out. The idea was it keeps growing and keeps changing to the point where it doesn't even look like Godzilla anymore. And then it actually ends up leaving the Earth, becoming absorbing energy from and radiation from the sun and shit. They
Wow.
were they had like little pencil thumbnail sketches where it looks more like a big disc with like two claws sticking. So it was really, really weird.
Like
Oh
Hedorah.
yeah, it was just odd. Yeah, it was
That's weird.
really.
Huh.
I would like to see something like that. That would be cool.
All
Just to
right.
go off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get back on the rails. Billy, got one more thing to say
No.
about Mothra?
Just one more thing to say about Mothra. I mean, like you said, I liked Batra actually more in caterpillar form than in final form.
Yeah.
His powers were really cool. He was flashy. He was colorful. And I
Yeah.
loved his fight he was having with Godzilla. I'm like, okay, I'm digging this.
Yeah.
Mothra, I was trying to like it, but just came off too cute, too fluffy, too sparkly.
She always does.
But My Pretty Pony version of Mothra.
Yeah.
And
Well, you know, all right.
I liked the cosmos, although we're still going to call them the fairies. They
Yeah.
were good,
Peanuts.
but they weren't as good as the peanuts, but they were okay.
Yeah.
The monster fights, they were okay, but there was just
Kind of
something
boring.
creeping in here that I just realized, kind of like you said, okay, they're rehashing all the classics. Now they're gonna bring Mechagodzilla. Now they're going to bring so and so back, but are they going to focus on any of the unpopular monsters? Not really. Plus, we're getting the tropes of, oh, Godzilla comes in, send the military dies. Oh, now send in the monster. Godzilla beats the monster for a second.
Oh, now
Monster
he's our
yeah,
friend. Yeah.
supports Godzilla. And you could see the formula
Yeah.
creeping in to where
Yeah.
it's becoming too obvious.
Yep. And predictable. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And what one thing that still takes me out of this series every time I watch it is the lighting, or maybe it's the material they're making the suits out of, but it was no longer matte, a matte finish. It was almost like semi-gloss because it
No, the lighting
reflects
was, you're
the
right.
light. It
The
like it
lighting
makes it
was.
all shiny. I'm like, oh, it looks like a piece of fucking plastic,
And I didn't
or
like a lot of the mats, where they were trying to
yeah.
give you the scale. I know
Yeah.
they did it on the cheap, but it was just, but still, it wasn't. I've seen better ones.
Yeah.
They look like any Japanese TV show where the monster comes up from behind a building,
Yeah.
that kind of,
Yeah.
it just
No,
did
yeah.
not match. And it was, and it just didn't seem like time was taken with it, which it probably wasn't,
Probably wasn't.
because they were
Probably, I
probably
mean,
pumping these things
yeah,
out.
they were.
So, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, but the
Money,
next,
money, 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 money.
yeah. Exactly.
Well,
Yeah,
yeah,
right? Here you
or
go.
just
Money, money,
maybe a
money.
couple.
And the next
Just
movie in the series, 1993, was supposed to be the last one in the series. It's the intentional. It was the original tagline, Godzilla Dies. 1993, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2. That's the colloquial term. I'll start with, things I love about this movie. I really like this movie. I like the way, although I wasn't crazy about the
Is
way
this the
Rodan.
Kairu art? What? Which one's this?
This one's
The,
got Rodan
oh,
and
okay. All
Mechagodzilla.
right. No,
Yeah.
no. I okay. All right.
Man.
I'm getting confused. All right.
Yeah.
Different
Okay.
period.
Underneath me, I'll have to look at
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodan's a little small, although I like the kind of the fiery nature he takes on.
I
I love the
wish he'd give me
score.
more speed,
I
like
love the
they.
score. It's like such a big star. I love the way it sounds. And I liked the reversion of Mechagodzilla. Although now I still always love the 74 version the best. That first one is my favorite.
Can
Bar
I
none.
say
And
one
it's
thing
still one of the best awesome villains. But yeah, go ahead.
about this version? I really liked the way it looked, and I kind of got in. I was getting into it. The only time it really, really bothered me was like when they're piloting it and they're getting ready to attack Godzilla. Behind them, all of a sudden it says "battle" and sounds like a fucking pinball machine. I did not like that. That was just, come on. That's just, give me some good sound effects with that one at least. Just come on.
So, what do
Yeah.
you think about Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2, Jedi Granville?
I could say it's more it's got where it does, which is like I said with the battles, but it's something that Billy brought up before, and I think y'all did too, is the fact that some of these characters are not likable. Okay, with the side of Mika, she's because she's in these movies all through from 89 to 95. This lead character is a pain in the butt. I mean, he is so freaking annoying to the
Just want
degree.
to
It's like,
shake
dude, I was great. Thank you, Bill. I was like, I want to shake you, man.
him.
You're getting on my nerves. He is so out there, and I'm just like, I can't stand this guy, I mean, because I guess maybe because he's trying too hard, he's trying so much to say appeal to something about winged creatures or whatever. It's like, dude, pterodactyls. And the other particular character in here, his boss. Have you ever noticed the most over the top, it's always like the cliche of the police head, the captain, and he's
Yeah.
always like slamming his hand on the table, slamming his like, bruh, I mean, it's not that serious. I mean, and what he's feeling about, it's like, okay, that's what he's
Well, it
feeling.
is serious.
He's like
Why
Michael
are
Caine,
you?
and he's like Michael Caine in The Swarm.
Yeah, I'm like, get out of here, dude. So it's like
Oh
these
my
kids
God, that
are
movie. I saw that once, and I saw it in the theater, and I was little or
The Swarm.
younger.
Oh,
Oh my
yeah.
God, that was
Terrible.
just.
Was it the guy who was like, "That's
Irwin
it,
Allen.
Mr. Zuma. Now get out. Goodbye."
Yeah.
That guy? Was it that guy?
Yeah, no, I get it. I get
They
it,
had him.
Jedi. Yeah, a lot of the kind of the histrionics, the overacting. Yeah.
Yeah, I found him funny, but yeah.
This is
What do you think of
ridiculous.
the revised monsters? We have a new look for Rodan. He's more like a pterodactyl, much
And he's
smaller.
small.
Yeah.
Well, that
I
I
didn't
haven't.
like that. I wanted to see the big, because I love Rodan. I love, it's one of my favorite monsters. I mean,
Yeah,
that's one
one
of
of the
my
few
favorite
monsters
non,
that could take
it's my,
Godzilla.
probably my, my, maybe my favorite, oh, second favorite non-Godzilla, my kaiju movie.
I just
Or
wish it was a
the
lot
Gargantuas. He's
bigger.
just huge. I love it. And those big wings. That's what I wanted to see. And now he's like shrunk down. Like, what the
Like a
hell is this?
mosquito almost.
I would have liked to have seen it as he could have been big with a triple size Godzilla's height wingspan enough to catch him
Pick
from the
him up.
back and take him off,
Yeah.
like the three-headed monster.
Like we pick, yeah, that would, that's what I'm saying, because
Yeah.
didn't the original Rodan, technically in that movie, he was bigger than Godzilla.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, he was much, and so
Yeah.
is Mothra, by the way.
Right.
They're both much bigger than Godzilla was,
Right.
and so they both had to be shrunk down for whenever they paired him up with them. That
Right.
was,
In their original movies, they were much bigger. Yeah, than they yeah.
which
So.
makes Rodan really cool, though.
Yeah.
I still love the idea, and I wish, and I don't think any revision of him has that hypersonic sound wave that when he
Yeah.
dives low, the destruction that he could actually could cause, which he was like representing the shock wave of a atom bomb going off, you know, that kind of a thing. And it
Yeah.
was just,
Yeah.
but yeah,
A
the
fantastic
original one
monster.
is fantastic. Yes, he
Yeah.
is.
The
Yeah.
scenes are like he's just like waving his wings and like blowing the shit out of everything. All the buildings are coming apart and tanks are flying. That is so good. And so I was excited when I heard that Rodan was gonna be in this. I'm thinking, oh, we're gonna have a that's gonna be awesome to see this on a bigger scale. No. But I still love this movie. I liked Mechagodzilla, the fight scenes. I really do like it. And as it always is, whether it's Godzilla 1984 or Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla or Destoroyah or seeing Godzilla die is always hurts. It's always painful. That was like, oh, you know. And then, but now here's the true serve the true function of Rodan. And this is bringing in this concept of Nagare, the spirit, the flow of
Yeah,
life, you
and I
know,
had trouble with this. This was
where
like,
he
oh,
gives
come
his
on.
life
They
essence.
always fall back on this, and
Right.
it's
Well,
just
it's a
like,
very
oh, come
Shinto
on.
thing, the circle of
Yeah,
life, you know.
I
I
get
mean,
it, but the
Pocahontas too, you
guys,
know.
oh my
It
goodness.
is. It's a Nagare. It's the flow of life. It's
Oh
represented by
no,
water.
I've seen it all, and
Yeah.
it's just
Mothra does
that
the
I
same
don't.
thing, like from the birth and rebirth cycle, and here's Rodan
But
being the agent of that.
I can't say I hate it, because the new Gamera movies, the newer Gamera movies, that was like the main focus of the whole series. It was just kind of
Yeah.
the connection again, the spiritual
Yeah.
connection or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
Yeah.
guys. What about your
Oh,
thoughts?
shut up.
Mechagodzilla 2, Billy.
So this one was a little bit of a step better than Mothra for me personally. I liked where it was going. I liked Mechagodzilla's design at the time, even though I still like the older one, and I do like Kiru's design definitely better than this one. This
Yeah.
one just seems too smooth and too sleek.
Yeah.
It's still cool enough, and even in Super Mechagodzilla mode, it's pretty cool. Although I got really mad because I love eye lasers, and he only had them for just a brief second, and then his eye got damaged, and then no more eye lasers. And if there's one power I love in this whole Godzilla verse, it was the eye lasers from the 70s Mechagodzilla, that rainbow eye laser.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we
My
didn't get
favorite, though, is
enough
when.
of it. And where else was I going with this? Yeah, the human characters. I was just like, yeah, that one guy, I'm like, get off the screen already, please. We don't care about you. The whole little guy, or the baby Godzilla thing, it was kind of interesting, but I don't know why, but I just was like, this kind of came out of nowhere. And where else was I going with this? There was something else I'm trying to think of here. Maybe it'll come back to me. But oh yeah, the music. Definitely another great score by Ifukube came back for this, right?
Yes, he
Yeah,
did.
he did.
Yeah.
But I like how Ifukube came up with a very fresh new theme
Yeah.
in some sorts. I don't know if he played the thing in other films before that, because I know he recycles his themes a lot. And if there is a previous film that he did this theme in, then I don't know about it. But was this the first one where he did the opening shot one for the first
Yeah, I
time?
think that's an all
I think it
original.
was.
From as far as I know, it
Yeah.
is one of the most. That's the really striking scene
Because
or
I know his
theme.
catalog, I mean catalog, and it's like I've never really heard of that one. That seems like that was a fresh
Yeah,
one.
yeah.
So I'm just saying, if there's a film before that some mean fans are gonna come up, no, that came out before in this film, you idiot. Because Yeah, those kind of purists, as the saying goes, these ones that really will stab you in the back saying, "You better make sure you get your facts right, man." Like, oh my God, all right.
Well, if they're not going to be
So
listening to us,
sorry, I'll
then
go back
yeah.
and watch it.
Yeah, I know. Like, we have lives and it's okay, man. That's good.
Well, thank God they don't listen to Unsane Radio.
Great, no
So.
gatekeeping here, you know.
It
We're
was
just we're just
a great score though.
Oh
And
yeah.
I will watch this one on occasion, but yeah, it again, you saw more of that what did I call it before? That just that trend of the formula.
Yeah,
You
the
saw the
trope of
formula.
film.
Okay, now this happens. Now that happens. Now that
Oh yeah,
happens.
the tropes are repeating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't like that with the other. What was the newer version of the Mechagodzilla, the Kaiju?
Hero.
Those two,
Which we will talk
Kiru.
about next episode.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
All
Save it
right,
for
I'll
the
wait.
podcast. Okay. No, you can go ahead and make it. Go ahead. I mean, we're going to talk about it
Oh
later.
no, but I had that problem because it was a lot of rehashing of the same stuff of why it's there and other yeah, it was just and it was back to back too, which made it more frustrating because you could have gotten but
I agree. I agree. All right, so we're gonna move on to 1994's Godzilla versus Space Godzilla. This is
ooh.
an this has so many embarrassing things. I cringed. The scene where Mogera's flying through the paper mache asteroid belt.
Astro, you could
Asteroids made
actually
by
see the fucking strings
Mrs.
again there, which is
Tanaka's
like
third grade class.
Ed Wood himself could have done that better.
Yeah, you
Give
can
him
see
the
the
salute.
strings. I
Here you
know. It's
go.
like, Jesus Christ, guys.
Cut, perfect, print it. Yeah.
You
Well,
know.
here's a good one for you. I mean, I don't think it matters, but how about just seeing naked ass in front of us? It's like, do we need this? I mean, this is even ne is this
Well, as
warranted?
someone who I never grew up seeing the boobs in Terra Mechagodzilla, I wasn't until I was an adult until I saw the
Huh,
original
they were
Japanese restored
plastic
scene.
though.
I
Yeah.
know. Had I saw those at the right time in my life, I would have needed a sock. But yeah, we're seeing. Yeah, I thought it was a little surprising as well. And then this is the movie that borrows the theme from You Only Live Twice.
Yes.
I'm like,
I'm
gee,
like,
hey, that's a ripoff of James
you
Bond.
think you're gonna do that? It's like,
Yeah.
okay.
Now, I love the suit design. Like, it's gotten to this point where we've got this really powerful pyramidal kind of shaped Godzilla, and I really love the
Oh, that
design
the
of the
age of the
suit.
pot bellies where they all
Yeah,
had.
I mean, it's just a I love that part of it. Now we have Baby Godzilla. We got an introduction to Baby Godzilla in Mechagodzilla, and that would look a lot like what we might have expect, like
And
from
I
going
have
back to
problems with
King
that one,
Ghidorah, from going back
but
to
it
King
was
Ghidorah.
better than
It was cutesy. It was cute. And now it's like extra cute. I know this one,
okay.
I
This
know
is
they were like
overblown.
pandering
I
to
still
6 year
prefer
olds.
between this and I'll still take Minya over all this shit.
Oh yeah, the dumpy Luffy, that Minya looks like a big pile of dough someone was pushing in
Oh,
for that
yeah.
first one. Yeah.
I like that one. He had
Look like
more
the ginger dead
personality than
man,
any of these things. I love these things. I mean, truth be told, I mean, Quack,
when you see little
quack.
Godzilla in here, I mean, is he high or is he just like, I'm so excited because I swear to you, he
So
reminds
fucking
me of my
annoying.
little niece when you do something like, I mean, something kind of like funny in front and she get her eyes would get like that,
This
like.
part was definitely not aimed at me, so it
No, it
was
was they were
just
definitely aiming for children because they were losing market share by this time. So
yeah.
that's why they started like
Didn't
doing
they
things
make
with
a little
Hamtaro.
TV show with this guy?
Hamtaro and stuff. Yeah, they might have.
They tried to, and it didn't take
Didn't
off.
pan
I
out.
thought it was like his adventures in the crystal field or whatever the fuck it was, but I don't know. When he was like
Was a show
captured.
where they were using action figures, Godzilla on Monster Island, whatever
Oh,
that was.
they did that. In, oh, what was that? Destoroyah?
No.
They had all the little Bandai models. for part of the set and
Oh, they were,
clinging to
yeah. Oh, well,
I
yeah.
never even noticed that. Anyway.
Yeah, so there's some embarrassment. I like now Space Godzilla is a sequel, literally connected back to Biollante,
Biollante, yeah.
right? Because Go Space Godzilla is part Biollante, which is part
That's
Godzilla.
why it's pissed off, but
Yeah,
it's
it's kind of like what happens to Voyager 1, you know,
just
in Star Trek, the
Beeger.
motion picture. Yep,
Yes,
Beeger.
Beeger.
Right.
Like,
So,
wow.
go ahead, Billy.
Holy fuck.
Okay, but since we mentioned Biollante,
Yeah.
here comes the biggest plot hole ever. And I've
Okay.
gotten so many arguments with so many G fans who swear that no, it is still connected. No, it's not, because they don't forget in King Ghidorah, they went back in time. They changed the timeline.
You're
And
right.
then how does Biollante exist for her spores to be in space, which means
Yeah.
there would be no Space Godzilla? So then it you
Well,
have to
she fell into a black hole, so.
You have to go by the other theory that Mothra's scale somehow had something to do with it. But then you have Yuki, who is still bitter over that Godzilla killed his brother in versus Biollante. So how is that still in
I
play?
know. He's chasing him around on the island with that. And it was a stupid
Timeline.
little gun, too. Come on. They
And
fucking dropped bombs on this guy. And he's like,
I just,
all right.
anybody who still backs up that, oh, that's no plot hole. They just changed the timeline, but they still remember what all Godzilla did. I'm like, no, I do not believe that for a second.
That's,
Not in sci-fi.
but it's
It's
the
always good enough
multiverse.
for a
That's why
Godzilla
time
film.
travel fucks with everything because the people,
A
things
plot
change.
hole rules.
But I think the way they proved that, Billy, is like not everything changed all around the world because the people were still older. It changed for that event. And I think all they did is kind of, it was like they changed the event, but then came back to this age. It's almost like they brought it back.
No,
So,
I understand what the
because,
other side is
yeah.
trying to get me
Well,
to
I get it.
believe.
I understand the mechanism, but it's still kind of a goofy loop because
Yes.
you could then say if it was just about this Godzilla and this little time loop, then the couple of movies before that, those cells and that Biollante essence are still floating out
Some of the
in outer space.
connections between these movies are
Yeah.
very,
But
very
to me,
thin, and it's
this comes
just.
off as Toho being like, oh, no, just go with it. Money, 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 money.
Yep, yep,
Yeah.
yep. It is.
It's,
It
people are going
sure
to buy
does.
it because who's going to care, right? A bunch of kids are going
This
to see it. They're not going to care.
oh, kids love it.
The simplest, I was going to say, the simplest answer, not just that, but the simplest answer to all this is, and it goes right back to something that's very tropey even now, plot armor. That's the reason why
Yeah.
it's that like that. And it's sad that when you bring that up, it's like I think about it, it's like, that's right, because the timeline was changed, but it's like, nah, we're gonna stick with this, you know. I
Yeah, we
mean,
don't care anyway, so
there
whatever.
you go. Oh no. So yeah, I mean, there's only three redeeming factors for this film. And this film, along with Raids Again, is just one of the two Godzilla films that is just very hard for me to watch. There's only three redeeming qualities of this film. One, little Godzilla. Sure, he looks very stupidly cute, but he does it too well, and I love it even more than the little
Really?
Godzilla one from before. And everybody hates this design, but I love it.
I
Okay.
do.
And his roar even sounds like my cat Dahlia when she chatters.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one, but I just.
So, number two, the character Yuki. Finally, we get a human character who's at least somewhat interesting here. He's a tough badass, and yeah, he can be unlikable at times, but he's also funny compared to the other guy from Godzilla versus Mothra. I'll take this guy over him because at least he has some funny Ash-like attitude about him. So, and then
All
number
right.
three, Mogera. Now, keep in
Yeah.
mind, I had not even known that about the Mysterians, but I still remember the
Oh.
Godzilla NES game where you have Mogera that you're fighting. And I always wondered where
Oh my God.
Mogera came from. Oh, we get him in this film, but then how does he end up in the Godzilla Nintendo game before this? Because I never knew about Mysterians.
Oh, nice.
Parallel technology.
Mogera was very interesting to me, even though, yeah, it's another, basically another Mechagodzilla. Not a very impressive one, but I liked his
Yeah.
weapons. And yeah, that was really about it for me
Yeah,
because,
it was a glorified Super X 2.
yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
I'm
And funny
telling
thing
you.
is, I knew about the Mysterians before I saw this film, but I just hadn't seen the film
I'm
yet.
telling you, Mogera was my first giant. Well, no, I can't say that. Kronos, then I saw the Mogera, and it was just
Wow.
my giant robot. thing was going.
I think
Got
Johnny
it.
Sacco was my first.
Yeah. Then I found
I suck
those,
with the
and
background.
yeah, that's right.
nah.
That's
You know another
right.
movie I liked with the robot,
That's
the
right.
kid and the robot idea? Invisible Boy.
Yeah.
I always like
Oh,
when I was a little kid.
yes.
I always liked that.
Actually, that's a not a that's an underrated film. I gotta tell you, that's a very underrated film.
That's a fun movie. Yeah, I like that.
All right, kids. Well, we got
Anyway.
one more movie in the Heisei series, 1995, Godzilla versus Destoroyah. And so I see a lot of
Dr.
Lex
Head
Luthor with.
shed tears over this
This is
one. Oh, I
all through the
did.
marbles.
Dr. Head certainly did. Yeah, so you both we made some gestures. That's good. So I'm gonna take that as a positive. You like Godzilla versus
Yes.
Destoroyah. Okay, Jedi, lead us.
I gotta say, the beginning of this film, man, I love how, I mean, a Cubase theme, especially when you see the title come up on the screen there, and you just hear this voice, I mean, just like boisterous sound, you know, the drums, the horns, and everything. Like, dun! It's like it's showing like this is the final, or it gives you the feel of it's the finale of Godzilla. But just the roar of those that music coming on the screen when the title comes up, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting an erection by hearing this. You know, this is like
I need a
this is what
change.
you want to hear in
Where's
a movie.
my musical sock?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, but no, dude. I mean, and I think I saw this one, if I'm not mistaken. I think this was like, I mean, yeah, what it was the last one, but I wouldn't see this like till 2 years after 98, when rest of those films came out. You know,
I think they came out on satellite cable.
yeah,
Yeah.
but I wouldn't see it until then. But when I did finally see it, I was like, oh my God, dude, why has this been so long till I've seen this?
I
And
think
it
Head and
just
I have seen this long before they even got to where you could buy them, didn't we, Head? I
yeah.
mean, you found them. I don't know where we found. Well, those my well, remember those places we would go where you could just order like VHS tapes, you know,
Yes.
pirated movies for $5, you know, like Miami Video or whatever it was, and
And
something weird and.
you want to know the interesting thing is, Destroy All Monsters. I hadn't seen that film yet, and I actually found this by accident through another Dumby company that was out of Miami that actually took a lot of these films that are hard to find. And like I say, this is way before the internet took over and whatever you get, whatever. And I was able to get that, and I just happened to see these films, these Heisei films, on VHS, but I couldn't get them because they were hell of expensive. The one, the Destroy All Monsters one that I got cost like, and this is like back in 90, it was like 97. It cost like maybe $30, you know. So
What?
yes, I mean that's how much
Oh,
it was. I mean, he's like, if
I'm
you're gonna spend the
sorry.
money for it, go
Oh yeah.
ahead. But when
You
I did
see
finally
that?
see this film, it made me realize like, okay, if they're gonna make a good film, please make it where it's like, are you going to wrap up some things? You know, you're going to take some things. And of course, we see that they take something from the original coming back from 54, and an old actress, you know, who was in the first one, brought her back. And it's a, like I say, it's a one of those moments where it's just like, wow, I mean, they're really kind of tying up some loose ends on what they were doing, you know. So it's gratifying when you see this and know that when you do finally see what happens in the end, it's like, yeah, I didn't realize you can get emotional when it comes to a Godzilla film, because you think like, okay, that's not supposed to happen till this one, and then to Minus One. It's like, wow, who would ever think you would cry over kaijus? You know, this is crazy. So, but yeah,
Yeah.
it's an amazing film.
Really?
Well, I actually did a panel, or I participated in a panel at G Fest on its anniversary thing this past G Fest. So I had to rewatch this film and do a lot of research on it for the panel. I always liked this film, but I would kind of give it space in terms of when I would watch it again, because the
Yes.
best way I can sum up this film is basically compare it to Star Wars Episode Three, Revenge of the Sith. In some ways, they're kind of almost similar, even though they're very different films. That the whole thing about it, the aura about it, is just similar. The opening shot, when you see the passing waves through the helicopter and that ominous music coming, you just feel big league doom, even for Godzilla coming here. And until the end of the film, you're just like, wow, this feels like a big deal. It's like Superman dying. It's like Optimus Prime dying. It's like your hero dying. And it's very hard feeling to describe. Now, in terms of the film, great quality. It's like, wow, they cut the bullshit here. They stopped with the formula, and now they, instead of going right, they went left. Simple as that.
It can be done. It can be done.
Destoroyah is the Thanos of the Godzilla of the universe, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
And the whole suit with the burning effect, oh, God have
Yeah.
mercy on Satsuma.
Oh,
And
it's gorgeous.
there was some legitimate danger to him wearing that particular suit with the asphyxiation and all the other stuff that was going on with it. And props to him,
Sure. Yeah, the
because
suit's
that was kind of
amazing.
unsafe working conditions for him, if you think about it.
Smoking and light. It's amazing. I love the suit design. It's one of my favorites. It's
I
up
thought I was
there.
going to be taken out of the movie seeing that design, but then I realized, like, no, that's how effective it is. It's showing that this thing is, this Godzilla is really in a very
Unstable.
bad, very unstable mode.
Yeah, and you kind of get that news right from the get-go. It's a ticking clock. You know this is
And
going to happen.
one last thing I want to cap off here. I personally have a theory, and every Godzilla fan and his grandmother will disagree with me, but I have a theory that Godzilla Jr., when he sucks up all the radiation and he lives on in that ending shot, even though he doesn't look like it yet, I think he turned into Godzilla 2000. Because,
Oh,
and
yeah.
here's why.
Okay, I
Because we
agree.
didn't get any backstory on Godzilla in Godzilla 2000. Plus, it seemed like it's almost a continuation because you don't know.
Right.
That's
I agree with that.
it's a
I
leaner
think so too.
Godzilla suit yet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that
interesting.
design. I like the original. Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain suits I like. I kind of like this one. I like they carried it through with the Mecha Godzilla movies too. But I like that angry alligator look.
Which will
That
yeah, we're
looks
going to
cool.
talk more about the Angry Alligator in the next serious episode about the Millennium series. Yes, I agree with that. The suit's awesome. I love Destroyer. I think it, and here we have another monster that kind of transitions and have different forms before the final boss is revealed.
Right. Yeah.
I saw some parallels between this movie and Gamera versus
Iris,
Legion.
yeah.
Yeah,
Legion.
Legion. We see that monster breaks down, so we see that kind of overlap here. But Destroyer is a really powerful monster because now we have Baby Godzilla, and Baby Godzilla looks like Godzilla, just smaller.
Junior. Isn't he
Junior.
junior
And
now?
like, okay, now the cutesiness is gone. Now this is a Godzilla I could actually care about because I thought, I love the way
Teenzilla.
you described, yeah,
Yeah.
stupid, cute. Like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, but seeing that. That was a satisfying battle. It was fantastic. The special
Yeah.
effects were great. Really wonderfully done. And then the scene where he dies, it's like, oh no, I just sobbed. I'm
Right.
thinking, why I shouldn't be crying. I'm a grown adult. But again, you're right. You're seeing your hero die. You're seeing this is like, oh my God, I have spent my entire life in the enjoying and feeling like I participated in this character's life in some way.
Right.
And definitely part of my life, and like
But then you turn around
watching
and
him
see
go.
him sucking up all the energy.
Yeah, then it's like, well,
Yeah,
then
that's
that
so
made
it's like,
perfect sense. It's the Negari
yeah.
again, the flow of life.
Ah, there you go.
It is. It's just like
Yeah,
Mothra.
so.
Mothra represents that flow. We got the eggs, we got the larva turns into the caterpillar larva moth, or the dying moth, and then the eggs burst
Recycling. Oh,
open.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Reincarnation. Yes.
Yeah.
It just
Renew,
proves that good things,
renew, renew.
good things never die, as the saying goes,
Yeah,
But
there's not as long as there's the money to be made. But no,
That
I just
too.
love the movie. Now there are a couple scenes. Some of the special effects scenes are embarrassingly bad. Like the shot of all the little tiny
Yeah, harvest
destroyers going back and forth.
nut up.
Like
Yeah, that's
it's like watching a foosball table just being shot,
Yeah.
shiv, taken
Yes,
back and forth. I'm like,
that's the
oh,
toy.
come on, guys,
That was
come
playing the
on.
foosball behind my back.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
But other than that, the story is great.
Also, I
Yeah.
forgot to mention all the aliens references with
Yeah.
the human characters versus the smaller destroyers. That felt so James Cameron
Yeah,
alien.
it did. And I know computer effects at the time were not at the level here, but still they were, I thought they were kind of bad even for them. But just that when they shoots him with these beam or he's whatever it is, and he gets that little black hole effect, and it's like, come
Did it send his
on.
heart to a black hole?
Oh, you know what I mean, that twisty effect that
Yeah, I
they
was like,
did
what
in the
did it do
movie.
to him?
Yeah, right. And it's like, oh, come on. I could understand blasting him across the room, but just anyway, that's just my taste.
I like that theory, Billy, of connecting the Heisei with the Millennium, I would love to talk. We'll come back and revisit that next episode. Guys, you have anything more to say about the Heisei series? I agree.
It was
It's not
fun.
it's a decent series. It's not one that I go back to an awful lot, but when I do watch Godzilla, I mean the Showa series is still my favorite.
I
But
know a lot of people
yeah.
now, this is their introduction to the Godzilla stuff.
It makes
And
sense.
that's
It's their
like,
Showa.
well, yeah,
Yeah, I get it.
right.
I mean, it's nostalgia. It'll become nostalgia. So I totally get it.
Really
But
depends on how you introduced yourself to it. Because, like you said,
right.
if you grew up watching
You're
the
right.
era first, they're not going to like the Showa era, no matter how much better or nostalgic it may be to some of us who saw that first.
Sure.
And
Right.
the Millennium,
You're
if you saw
absolutely
the
right.
Millennium first, the kids are probably going to look at
This
the
is
other
my Godzilla.
like, yeah.
nope, I like the Millennium. Or there's even people who like and still swear by American Zilla.
No, I
Oh,
know.
just about to say,
I'm so sorry.
I know. I just
American
like in my head, like, no,
Godzilla. I
that's
can't
bad.
stand that film, but others have said it's up and downs. Like, this is the Godzilla I was introduced to. So I was like, okay, hey,
Yeah, the
at
only
least.
good thing it did was made a lot of the movies available on DVD and legit releases for the first time. So that's the one thing I'll be grateful the G98 for, is that I went through and I got like every Godzilla movie that came out from Sony TriStar. Finally, I was able to pick it up legit copies instead of my
Yeah.
bootlegs,
That's
All
when we
on.
got the stuff we didn't get when we should have had it in the 80s and the 90s,
Yeah,
right?
I know. So, all right. Hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. And I should thank you both before we get out of here, because Jedi Granville, where can our viewers find you?
Oh yes, you can find my channel. It's called Jedi Grand Veil. I will be on YouTube primarily, and I be bringing out different kind of content all the time. I mean, in fact, I got something coming up this Sunday where I'm going to be talking about Atragon. I mean, it's gonna be
Oh, nice.
oh,
Yeah, we're gonna kind of tug on that and
I
see
like that
what
one.
goes in there. Yes, so it's various of
Excellent.
things. But yeah, that's where you usually can find me on YouTube.
Okay. And Billy, you've got a YouTube channel as well. I know some of your stuff. And tell us, where can we find Godzilla Battle Royale?
Basically on YouTube. I haven't been too active on my channel lately, but it's RockstarBD82 on YouTube if you want to find me. I do need to start doing something, whether it's maybe a podcast, maybe some more videos. I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah.
I just need to find the motivation again
Let's
is
do more podcasts.
Cattle prod. Yeah.
That's right. And Dr. Tar can be found on
Anywhere. Anyway, he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
unsaneradio.com, where you can find also Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com.
Horror.
You can listen to full episodes or
Horror.
download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion. And you've been watching and listening to, all right, guys, bring up the horns. Heavy
Heavy metal
metal
horror.
horror.
Yes.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.